And now, the hottest new celebrity interview show in the universe. It's the Roger the Wild Child Show.
Let's get this party started! Ready, set, go!
On the air everywhere.
It's the Roger the Wild Child Show!
It's time for another exciting edition of the Roger the Wild Child Show with your host, Roger the Wild Child, along with musician, producer, and real estate investor Darren Sheff and former Playboy Playmate cover girl and centerfold Deborah Driggs.
Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Starts right now.
It's the Roger the Wild Child Show!
It is Sunday night, everybody! How's everyone doing today? What's up? Well, it is Roger the Wild Child along with Imogen, and Darren will be joining us in just a few minutes, everybody. Don't freak out. Darren was having dinner with his mom and Jason, and it got a little behind schedule. He's racing home right now so that he can log in and be on the show. And of course, Deborah was supposed to be here, and apparently, an hour ago, she's been dealing with flooding in her home, and so she had no choice but not to be on the show. So, Imogen, as always, you're here.
Indeed I am. Indeed I am. One of these days, I'm going to actually meet Deb. I have not had the chance yet.
Hey, you know, and if Darren is not here one night, then maybe it'll just be you, me, and Deb.
We're going to get a call that Darren's been arrested for something insane, totally unexpected. He's definitely the quiet guy in the neighborhood. So it's going to be, oh my God, we didn't see it coming. There's going to be 37 bodies in his basement or a freezer full of heads. You know, it's going to be nuts.
Of course.
That's what I get to meet Deb. That's what it's going to take for me to meet Deb.
Exactly. You know. Let's go to the chat rooms. Emma is here. Hello, Emma. Leanne is here. Hello, Leanne. Teresa Sabin, as always. Hi. Cindy DeGeorge is here. And we got Cliff. So, yeah.
Good morning, everyone.
Definitely a great show tonight. We have an amazing, I always say the word amazing, but they're all amazing when they come on the show. I mean, we have a country music artist. His name is Matt Kennan. We're going to be talking about him, his career, and his newfound family that he reunited with. It's an amazing story. You guys don't want to miss out on any of that. And let's see here. Cynthia Renee is watching us on YouTube. Hello, Cynthia. Great to have you on here. And so good to see everybody in the chat. All right.
Cynthia has a fantastic profile photo. Just saying.
I love her I'll put her up again. Here we go. Look at her picture.
Yeah, look at that. Is that not absolutely stunning? She is gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. She's beautiful.
Yes. Okay, not to creep on the audience.
Okay, Caitlin Bennett says, hi. Can't wait to see my uncle up there.
Oh,
so
perfect.
Caitlin, I'm assuming that Matt's your uncle. So that's awesome. So
that is great. I love it when family shows up. It's just the nicest thing ever.
This is my design horror channel said, here for Matt, love his music. Well, we're here for Matt too.
Yeah, and I'm curious about that horror channel.
Right.
Well, someone else has got my attention.
Somebody does. Yep. All right. Oh, guess who's here? Oh my gosh. Hello.
Oh damn.
Are you talking about horrors again? Horror mill?
Horror!
Horror films?
God, you and your horror fixation. What the hell, man? You are married. Enjoy it, buddy.
I love horror films.
Oh, my God, yeah. However you pronounce it, it's all good.
Hey, Cynthia said, thank you, guys. Yes, we're all doting all over her. And guys, make sure you... Make sure you're sharing this right now because Matt Kennan is coming on and we have some surprises tonight. So you don't want to miss out. We got some cool stuff coming on here. But it's that time. Are you guys ready?
Ready, Freddie.
Let's find out why Deborah's not here and why there's flooding in her home. So,
Frankie, the weatherman. Frankie, the weatherman.
Who?
Frankie.
Who?
Frankie.
Ladies and gentlemen, Frankie McDonald.
All right, Frankie, why is Deborah flooded out?
Because of the weather going on around the world, the climate change happening, and because they diverted Colorado River a long time ago, California's headed for the rainy season.
Oh.
Wow.
I thought it was just a burst pipe. Wow.
It must be a pipe or something. If it's an El Nino year, it means heavier, rainier than normal for Southern California. If it's an El Nino year, it's cold. It was windy in Sydney, Nova Scotia, but it got a little milder in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Then it got lots of rain headed for Sydney, Nova Scotia, and the rest of Nova Scotia tomorrow on Monday. There's so much rain in Vancouver, British Columbia. Vancouver, British Columbia had so much rain lately. Houston, Texas getting dry weather this week, and it's supposed to get lots of snow squalls in Southern Ontario. It's happening right now where Gabriel Bernardo lives. It's bringing a lot of snow squalls in Ontario, in the Great Lakes region, in Minnesota, Wisconsin, coming out from Lake Winnipeg, and Michigan's getting lots of lake effect snow and things like that. It was so cold, and because the polar vortex is located in the Great Lakes region, it's been a lot of heavy rain going on in New Zealand. It's South Island, New Zealand. They're bringing a lot of heavy rain in South Island, New Zealand. As of right now, Norilsk, Russia had a blizzard this week. It was really, really bad last week. Norilsk, Russia had heavy snow and very strong winds, blowing, drifting snow in all those places, but people don't normally speak English. Me, you, Imogen, and Darren are not allowed to visit Norilsk, Russia. They have to get special permission. It's a closed city.
Okay, it's closed. I'm not going to Russia then. Sorry.
No, I'm not either.
Was that in Norilsk, Russia, is that where that video of the reindeer getting on the bus took place?
Yes.
That was Norilsk. Okay.
Frankie, I got a question. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So given the flood in Deb's home, you mentioned weather and climate change. Is there a chance that there was a tornado on her roof?
There must be a tornado somewhere. It could be some large hail somewhere else. Some outer areas could bring large hail. And then they can smash windshields and things like that. Extreme meteorologist Reed Timmer is going to be chasing winter storms this year. And if you hear about that, I got major news for you. Total solar eclipse is taking place in Sydney, Nova Scotia on Monday, April the 8th, 2024. You, Deborah, will be heading for Sydney, Nova Scotia on that day.
Okay, I got to call Deborah and I got to tell her we're going to Sydney that day. Will the borders even be open for us to come?
April the 8th, 2024. Total solar eclipse. That's once in a lifetime event in my area.
Frankie has a safe shelter set up for women.
Total solar eclipse.
He's inviting many, many women to his home for shelter.
My hometown.
My parents' basement.
Yeah,
my hometown.
You're all welcome. Hey, Frankie, really quickly.
It could be at Dooley's in the old triangle in Sydney, Nova Scotia that weekend.
Frankie, I got a question for you. What's that weird little saucer-looking thing flying way behind you up in the sky with those weird
lights?
It's
a UFO, dude.
What?
Yes.
What's UFO stand for?
It's the moon up in the sky.
I got you. Jinx ship.
Major look.
Major look. That was it. Major look. Yeah, jinx ship when you say the same thing.
I'm
so
all you guys think so.
Thank you, Imogen.
And they got the LED lights in there now, right?
Yes.
Look at
very
that.
Very cool.
Is that, what was that, McDonald's?
That's AEW.
Oh, AEW.
Okay. Even better.
He's always broadcasting from AEW.
Frankie, how does a bear sound?
It sounds like he's burping.
Roger,
sounds like my old roommate in the bathroom.
Be your best bear, Roger. Okay, Roger's turn, Frankie. He's got to do his best bear.
God damn it. Parker wants a Scooby snack.
I know, right?
Your turn, sister.
Rawr. Fierce.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
That's all you're getting this week.
Sound like the guy from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, man. That, you know.
Hey, boo boo, you wanna still win some picnic baskets?
Yeah, Uncle Yogi, let's go.
Wow, that's good.
Thank you.
That's a good impression right there.
Appreciate it.
Well done. Thank you. Well done.
Oh my God. Cindy DeGeorge's like, stop it, my ribs hurt. Yeah.
Darren, the beast, the bear.
Yeah, I already did it, you know, just it went and came and went, and you didn't even see it. Anyway, sorry I was late, everybody, but I was out to dinner with my brother, Jason, and my mom, and sorry for coming to the party late.
It's all right.
Anyway, I don't think we really got – with all the excitement, they didn't really get the bear thing. So, Imogen, you get one more shot.
I get one more shot.
I'm going to give you one more shot at this. Go ahead. Let's hear the best –
You need one
before you do it.
Cindy says she's going to piss herself.
Here we go.
Hey, Roger. Hey, Roger and the guys, on April 8th, 2024, you'll be staying at the Delta Hotel in Sydney, Nova Scotia for a total solar eclipse. April 8th, 2024.
Are you going to book our room for us?
He's already booked you.
He's already booked my room already. Okay.
Roger, Deborah, and all those people will be in Sydney, Nova Scotia then.
What about Imogen? Can she come?
Imogen, too. Okay. Imogen, don't you only in people like that.
People nice. Like that.
People like that. And Darren's not invited.
Yeah, don't invite me. Don't invite me. I'll ruin the party.
Hi, Frankie.
I sound like the abominable snowman. I don't even come close.
We are pretty pale.
All right, we will see you on Sunday. No, say Sunday. Wednesday,
wait,
Frankie.
Wait! She hasn't done hers yet. She's all getting lit up. She's ready to do it. Go for it.
Take us out.
What do you mean, what? Go for the bear sound. You got all the artillery on your chin and your mouth. Go for it. We've never seen a bear before.
That's all you get.
I've never seen a bear with all that stuff in the lips. Go for it. This is an interesting thing. Look at Frankie. He's like, he's waiting. You ain't getting off
already
on this.
Giggling. What? Rawr.
Oh, okay.
You got
That's
it.
All right. Take Rawr. Us out, Frankie.
I'm Frankie. Don't you're listening to Roger the Wild Child Show.
Frankie.
Right.
Man, we got a lot of guests in here tonight. Don't worry, payback's your bitch. I'm going to get you for not doing that impression. But anyway,
yeah,
man,
right.
Philip Sandifilippo, Filippo, he's, you know, toured a TJ. Yeah, baby. We got another San Diego guy there. Look at, we got some new folks in here tonight. Yeah. Look at that. Leanne. Yeah, Leanne's a nice.
Hey, bear, sounds like it needs a shot of Epivir, yes.
Epivir. Look at, she's grammatically correct, knows how to pronounce it and everything. So let's see.
We had this conversation.
Necro is in the house. Necro.
Are you guys ready for Matt?
Yeah, we're ready for Matt. Let's get Matt in here. Please, let's get him in here.
Yeah, because we don't want to hear about bears right now because we have an amazing, awesome, kick-ass country musician, Matt Kennan. You're on the Roger the Wild Child Show.
This is good. Thank you all so much for having me tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, buddy.
He's already ready with guitar and everything. Now,
that's a nice bass. Yeah. I'm just kidding. What kind of bass do you got, man? I'm just kidding.
This is a new six string I got, man. Just for
beautiful.
Sweet.
I like it. I like that. I like that face and then the the body. It's nice, man. It's beautiful.
Yeah, man. You know, I took it in to get a repair the other day, and the guy kind of relicked it out for me, put a few scratches on it, but, you know.
There you go. Is that like a matte finish on there? I can't tell. I'm not trying to be funny, because hence the name matte, but is that a matte finish?
Sir, yes, sir.
They're beautiful, man.
Not on the back and the sides. Just
let me see the back. Let's see the back. Let's see that wood. Look at that. Ooh, nice. That's party right there, Matt.
In mahogany, I believe.
That's gorgeous, man. Look at, he's ready to freaking go. What are you going to sing, man? I mean, we're going to talk and we're going to sing.
Well, you know, I got my family here, which we just had a family reunion. We're all on my nephew got married yesterday. And so we came in here last minute. You know, we already had the show booked. So they've never heard any of my music, except for the call about playing some songs tonight. If we got an opportunity to do that, it'd be great to play two or three, whatever. But yeah, just would love to share some of this story with you guys. Hear more about what you guys are into.
Well, you know, you have an interesting story, because Darren and I were in the fan room live with you, and you were when Wade Jennings was on. After fan room live, I found on your Facebook that you reconnected with your long lost family. So tell us the story.
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
The story started around 1976. My biological father was dating my mother, who was kind of in a on the rocks marriage. And I happened to be the child that came out of that affair. But I was actually adopted, almost aborted, but then I was adopted. I was saved by a doctor who refused to give my mother the as the way the story goes, that I've been told several times from numerous people. And that's actually where the call came from, to be honest with you.
Gotcha. Hey, I need to ask you a real quick question. If you could scoot the phone closer to you, because your audio just cuts in and out a little bit. So if you can get closer so that we can hear you a lot better.
Okay, is that good?
Yes.
Got me good. Sorry about that. But yeah, and so we did a 23andMe test, my brother and I, from my mother's side back probably 2 months ago. And little did I know, my mother had always told me that her ex was my biological father, but come to find out that was not the case. So I have connected with a family I didn't even know. So I'm sitting here with them tonight down in Treasure Island.
God. I'll tell you what, Matt, I was a fly on the wall, man, because I had friended you on Facebook, and I thought, I'm not going to just be some stranger asshole, man. This guy's going through like something that's so incredible. And I just didn't even want, I was just a fly on the wall watching everything. I didn't even want to try and chime in, but I was so stoked for you, dude. I literally was like, thought, is this a freaking reality show? This is insane. And your family. And it was great how you just re-embraced your adopted parents and assured them how much, you know, nothing's changed. You love them. And man, and your family down there and your sister and uncles and all that. It just is mind blowing, dude. It's like a Cinderella story, man. And I'm so stoked for you, man, that you got that opportunity, man. What a great blessing for you, brother.
Yeah. You know, it didn't, the story didn't start out like that, you know, 25 years, roughly when I found my biological mother. Like I said, I really didn't know any more. So it took this much time, and, you know, we didn't have the research and the DNA capabilities to reconnect with family. So DNA doesn't lie. And, you know, I found out my family and everybody, this is this. And we've grown by probably, you know, at least several hundred, if not 1,000 people, you know, far
and wide. And heritage and bloodlines, man. Well, how cool is that?
Cool. You know, I never really even had a clue, you know. I've got so much different, you know, my mother was English and Irish. She had some Creek Indian in her, and then, you know, Cuban. It's just pretty miraculous how everything all came together.
Oh, is that the Cuban thing, bro? That's awesome. That's a Florida thing. I got you. Yeah. I'm with you, man. That's cool.
Well, you have an amazing music career. You have an awesome career. I mean, 2010, you came out with that hit song, The Call. And I think that's really what made people recognize who Matt Kennan is all about. And you're getting ready to release a 6-song EP. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah, we're absolutely going to do that. We've been working, actually, before COVID happened, we had been on a new album. And I went back into the very same studio that we did The Call. And we actually recorded some of these songs before COVID happened, and we just are finishing them up now. So it's going to be a collection of songs over the last couple of years.
Awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, everybody's blowing up in the chat room here. I guess you're Caitlin. Is that your niece?
Niece, yeah, absolutely.
Caitlin.
How you doing?
She says she. I can't wait to. What'd she say? I can't wait.
I can't wait
it to come out.
Yep. Can you play one of the songs for us right now, just to kind of get things started?
Yeah, let me see what. Man.
You don't even have to play a whole song, dude. If you want to just do like a verse and a chorus or something, some people do that.
This one's going to be on there. It's been out for a little while. This song really is kind of a came to me song I hadn't been as passionate about since the call, but it's called My Last Prayer. In a cheater, a smoker and a drinker, and I've been everywhere, and anywhere, just trying to find me somewhere, and I've done a lot of things. I'm not proud of. I can never say I'm sorry. So I'm down on my knees, one last place to turn. I must have been a shallow man, live and never learn. And I'm all out of choices. I can't take it on my own. I burn down every bridge, always right and never wrong. I know you're busy, but if there's time to spare, be you to hear one more worn out soul up there about my last prayer. And I took a long in a bad way. It cost me more than I could ever pay. Years on the bottle, and up on that throttle, never cared a thing about tomorrow. In all these years, I knew I heard calling, and I'm thankful for the day I started falling. Cause now I'm falling down on my knees, one last place to turn. I must have been a shallow man, live and never learn. Yet I'm all out of choices. I can't get on my own. I burn down every bridge, always right and wrong. I know you're busy, but if there's time to spare, be you to hear one more worn out soul up there. But day on my last breath. Down my last breath.
awesome song. Wow, that was
His audience in the background
Yeah, he does.
Man. He's got a double whammy, a live audience, us streaming. Everybody's gone crazy. The chat room loved it, Matt. The comments were ridiculous for you, buddy.
Oh, my God. This is awesome. This is awesome. Yeah. When is the album coming out?
We're actually going to be dropping a single on December the 10th. It's called I Miss You Bad. And then the full-length EP will be out January 11th.
Matt, were you saying down to my last beer?
Down to my last beer.
That's it. Sadness we all know.
Hey, Matt, I got a little surprise for you.
Do what now?
I got a little surprise for you.
What you got?
We got a fan that wants to say hello to you on the air. So let's bring him on.
Cool.
What's going on, Matt?
What is going on there, Chief?
Oh, man.
Just thought I'd call up on here and see how you're doing, man. Oh,
doing better now, man. Good to see you. You're looking good.
Yeah, I'm looking okay, I guess. I ain't looking as good as you off clean shaven.
You look great.
My prayers are with you and your family right now, man.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Argos.
How you been?
Man, I've been doing good, man. I've just been traveling with my family, man. I got them all here right now. I got my brother here. Got my nephew here. Got my sister here. Got all my in-laws and some friends that have just gathered around. So, y'all make sure y'all check Buddy Waylon Jennings' grandson. He is got a lot of big things going on. So, y'all check him out too, man.
Incredible.
Say family, I said, hey, man, I've been watching you on the internet, man. I'm really proud of you. I'm glad you got in touch with your family, man.
It's been a blessing, man. But it's been a story that didn't go as well as I'd hoped. So just happy ending to it, man, and new beginnings. And, you know, it's just like my family's just gotten bigger and a lot of love around, man. What it's all about.
Hell yeah.
I'm excited.
Man, you got one of the best voices I ever heard. You know that?
And you got it. I was going to tell you, buddy, I'm looking forward to getting back up for you. You know, it's always a pleasure to share the stage with you, man. And, you know, from the time we spent in Pennsylvania to the biker bars we played down in Maryland, it's going to be good to share the stage with you. Believe.
Yeah, it's going to be real good, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to do me a favor?
What's that?
You want to play Love is Stronger for my daughter?
Absolutely. You know I will, man.
Yeah. Oh,
man.
Imogen's beside herself up there.
Hopefully I'm in tune out here. It's getting cold down here in Florida, believe it or not. But this is one of my – and I don't know that it'll fans on this song that really changed my life. And I think it can relate to everybody in some way. It goes like this. Nobody should have to go. Life sure got real, real fast. You couldn't see your way out. Your world was under a cloud. All you could feel was helpless. You didn't think you could do it. Oh, but you. Yeah, faith, you didn't have prayer. Found hope when it wasn't even there. Up against the impossible, you just went back down. You can't fight it. That heavy cross you carry ain't weighing you down any longer. Life is tough, but love is stronger. Finally facing the sun, your brighter days have begun. Look at you now, so get it in. You're smiling, you're laughing, you're happy, you're
cross you carry, they weigh you down any longer. Life is tough, love is stronger. Nobody should have to go. Now you know love is stronger.
All those people in the background, all your family.
That's awesome.
That's great.
So, Wei, you've got some stuff coming on. So, you know, while you're here, let's just go ahead and you got a new song coming out, right?
Yeah, I got a whole new album coming out pretty soon. But we're doing some videos coming up in December. It should be coming out. And we're going to release a few singles out in somewhere really close to then. We got a new song called The Gun. It's a really good song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cameo appearance in the video, man.
Yeah.
That's you great. Need to be, man. You need to be. I got a new song coming out too. It's called "I Hate Every Bone in Your Body Except Mine." It's going to be really good. It's gonna be really awesome, man. Again,
I wrote it to his head, man.
What'd you say, Matt? I missed that. What'd you say?
I said, if you don't leave me alone, I'll find someone who will.
That's good, man. You too. Your sense of humors are hysterical. Once these guys get going, man. What'd you say, Matt?
This is me trying to come up with something snappy. I just ain't got nothing right off the top of my head, though.
Oh, man. Matt's a hard act to follow, buddy. His sense of humor is so damn funny. I saw it on your show, and I was thinking, good God, how do you freaking compete with this guy? Just even, you know, not even playing music, man. What a funny character, man. He had me dying on your show, Wei, on your thing. Man.
We were doing Fan Room Live with Sherry Nelson. Yeah. And
yeah, Matt was on there, man. I was freaking rolling the whole time.
I got a few out here tonight with me. Got a couple people that really have you rolling here. We start doing some invitations and some Scarface and all that kind of stuff.
The Cuban side of the family there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great, man.
All right, Wei, thank you for joining us tonight. Appreciate it. Thanks for popping in and surprising Matt.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, no problem, man. I love you, brother. Love all y'all. Thank y'all so much for having me on.
Thank you, brother. Back at you, man.
All right, y'all have a good one.
All right, bye-bye.
I'm going to knock this guy, man. That guy's so good, man, too. He's incredible.
Sit back and watch.
And he looks like a freaking Amish.
I said, he's got a big career ahead of him. Just sit back and watch.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah.
I love that beard on him. He looks Amish or some shit. Yeah, man. It comes down. He's up there in Pennsylvania.
Let's meet some of your family.
Yeah, who's in the background?
Okay, well, I'm going to introduce you, number one. I'm going to let him come sit here for just a second, but I'm going to have to cut him off because he gets a little long-winded, but it's my brother.
Your brother. Look at that smile. My God, man. What's your name, buddy?
Well, you sit next to him. Okay, all right. He wants me to sit with him.
All right.
What's your name, buddy?
My name is Pedro. You can call me Pete.
What's up, Pete?
I like Pedro, man.
I mean, I like Pedro better.
I grew up in Los Angeles, man. You know, Pedro's cool.
And John here, a brother.
That's great, man.
Yes, and it was a good surprise. We just lost a brother about 2 years ago in a car accident.
Oh, and, gosh.
Reminds me of him, but he's not replacing the brother that we lost. He's just taking that gap that it was missing because, right. You know, close. So this guy and I talk about 5-20 times a day now.
I bet.
Man, that's just even more crazy to connect your story together.
This was better looking.
You know, that's a hard
coin on this one.
Look, what's this?
You know, Pete, if you had a guitar, you might look just like him.
Yeah, it's true. Put the hat on really quick and hold the guitar, dude. Let's see.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a real similarity here.
Pedro, yeah. Put the hat on and grab the guitar. We just want to see what you look like.
He's like, fuck the hat. You can have the guitar.
Okay. Yep. Oh, look at him, man.
Oh. Yeah.
Matt's all my, lid.
In the family.
Matt's all my lid's not quite nice tonight. I'm not taking the hat off.
Hey, and I just want to say this, and for just 1 minute, it's been a blessing to be able to have him in our life now. It's like it's a dream come true, something that you see in a movie, but you know it doesn't come true. He's been looking for us for 25 years. We knew he was somewhere, and we didn't know he was like 30 minutes all finding his joy.
Yeah,
and finally. He's been looking for us all this time and, you know, found us, man. So I thank God for that.
Yeah.
Thank you for putting him in our lives again and coming together. Because now, you know, I know my homeboy here, he feels complete now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Definitely. Beautiful. Family's number one, though. You have to have family. If you don't have family, then, you know, you don't have anything, you know? So
we are family. I got all my sisters with me. My brothers and sisters
turned it into a disco.
Hey, man, what can I say, man? I'm
be looking up for a mixture of country Spanish music in the future.
Mm. Okay,
sounds cool.
We're gonna sing Latino. You know, what I have
put a little reggaeton in that, right?
Yeah, man. Something new, something different.
I gotcha. I like it, Pete. My truck's bigger than your pinata. There's the freaking song, man.
All right, Fonzie, come on. I got somebody. This is my nephew, but he's more like a brother to me. He got married yesterday.
Oh, what'd you call congratulations.
Him? Hey, wow.
Fonzie.
Fozzie. Yeah, Fozzie, here in the house.
What's up, brother?
Oh, gentlemen, how we doing? Oh, ladies, too. Yeah. How y'all doing?
Yeah, yeah. She's doing great, man, as you can see. Look at her.
Treasure Island?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening. This is a fascinating thing. And Matt's story of the reuniting with the family is so cool. Like, there's so many adopted people looking for their families and families looking for adopted children that when it happens, it's just such an incredible thing. So I'm just fascinated. I'm just paying attention here.
I know what you mean.
About all this is, you know, like I said, I had no idea when I did a DNA, all this was going to open up. My mother's brother and I thought we were full-blooded brothers, so we were just looking for some siblings. Well, not only did we find more siblings, four more to be exact, we found out that, so now we've opened up a whole side of the family, and they've all been looking for me for 44 years. They all
That's incredible, man.
Why do I not see a country song about this coming around?
There is one.
We're doing an EP, so I can actually get some new music out probably within a year with some of this stuff written in there.
Awesome. That would be.
It's been a lot to take in, but it's all been great news. You know, wonderful people you enjoy and people that want to be around you. And my mom and dad that raised me and my sister and my family, they're the best family I could have ever had. And now they've all accepted one another. And it's just.
Wow, that's incredible, man.
You
can never have too big of a family. Okay. Too much love. There's no definition to that. I'm sorry, you were cutting out because I was talking. Go ahead and say that again, Matt.
You can have too big of a family at Christmas time.
Right.
<Stop that>.
Right.
Right. You're going.
No.
Right. More people to fight with and argue with. It's great, man. Bring up politics. That's a good one at Christmas parties.
Definitely. Oh, boy.
know there is even sometimes a language barrier with some of the family members, things like that, because I don't speak any Spanish, but I'm starting to, you know, pick up a little bit here and there. But we're all so much alike in so many ways.
Yeah, isn't that great?
The way we think, the way we act, the way we talk. He can tell you.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't get a chance to meet biological father way in 97. But this man right here spent a lot of time with him. My brother did. And now they've all like a carbon copy.
Yeah, it is.
Of him.
It is the exact carbon copy.
That is awesome. There.
You know?
I look at him sometimes and I think I'm looking at my grandfather.
Oh, man, I don't know what to take that.
And then you got your grandmother behind you right there.
Yeah. He said, I'm like, more
like oh, he's the younger.
Yeah.
You got to get closer to the phone because you're cutting out. So don't want to miss out on some of the words that you have to say.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
What did Pedro just say between the two of you right there? Because it cut out. What did he say?
Like his father than he does.
Yeah. What?
That I look more like his father than he does.
There may be another story coming out.
Right.
That's great, man.
Maybe
that's
we got to do a DNA test on him.
Are we going to call him Maury?
23 and me, Christmas is here.
What did you say, Imogen? Man. Or do we have to call Maury?
Yep. Maury about this?
Yeah, Springer wouldn't touch this, man.
Awesome.
Oh, man. That'd be
who else?
But when I found out I was coming down here for the wedding, it was last minute. I didn't want to postpone the show with you guys, but I wanted to include everyone in it because this has been like this is
absolutely
I've only met for the first time down here. You know, there's a whole
incredible
new side. He got married. And it's just been a wonderful, wonderful experience the last 3 or 4 days. So we definitely wanted to, you know, bring that to your show. I wanted to introduce some of my family because they're wonderful.
Absolutely. That's why we're here for it. This is about you, Matt. This whole hour is about you, your music, your family, everything. So what's important to you, we want you to share to our audience. So we are so blessed that you are took some time from your family to bring your family to us. Thank you so much.
That's awesome.
Who else
anybody
there?
Who else do you got there?
Well, I got my sister here.
Get her in.
I got my sister here.
See you, buddy.
Later, Fonzie.
Fonzie.
Later,
dog.
See you, buddy.
He wants to get on camera.
All right.
And she's been praying for me for a couple of years, you know, since our younger brother had passed away. She had been wanting to find me, and she had began to start. And little did she know that I did the 23andMe test, and then I found them.
It was a big surprise for us. I've lost my voice.
And you are who now? Okay, so you're cutting out, so I didn't hear that part of it. So who is she?
The oldest sibling. I'm his sister. Yeah. And he is the version of my dad.
Nice.
Isn't that wild?
We're proud of him with us. We've been looking out for this moment, so we're really enjoying him.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It really is. We're very happy.
It's a Cinderella story, really. It's incredible.
Yeah. It really is.
Fairy tale.
Well, I definitely want to play you guys some more music if we got time.
Absolutely. Yeah. The stage is yours.
I'm going to jump back over there. Okay. We'll get the volume set up. I know it's been in and out. It may be because of a weak connection.
But, you know, all I want to say something, okay? Sometimes I have to get on here and say, are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me? Are you singing to me?
That's great. That's great, Pedro. I like Pedro. I don't like Pete for him. I like Pedro for him.
Right,
Pedro. Pete. Yeah.
Pedro Diaz. But no, you know, I got news today that I shot a music video in a retirement home that I was staying at. It was more of a kind of a senior citizen nursing home, if you will, but not, you know, they weren't all sick, retired. And I met some wonderful people there, and I wanted to shoot a music video we did his first song I wrote called Throwback Town, and the star in the video I just found out passed away a couple days ago. So I'm gonna do this song I wrote, and it was about a little town in Eureka, Missouri. Population 973. One yellow flashing caution light by the feet of sea. Betty Lou's diner up ahead on the right. Parking lot full every Saturday night. Sunday morning, Rocky Bottom Baptist is a place to be. Hit up the where time slows down, where Jesus is the savior, everybody knows a neighbor, and at midnight all the lights go out. That's the way the world goes round in a throwback town. There's an autographed picture of Haggard hanging in a barber shop. From when his bus broke down one summer on the way to Little Rock. New scar town is 20 years old. In Junior's garage gets them all on the road. When you go to sleep, you don't even keep your front door locked. No. In a throwback town. Where time. That's the way the world goes round in a throwback town.
That song.
Killer, dude. Oh, man. Everybody in the chat was freaking out to you, man. Everybody's been going nuts. Oh,
yeah.
Almost in that Betty boot. You know, Betty went to be with God a couple days ago.
Oh,
yeah. Aww.
So if you want to lights up the room the whole time.
You know, we're going to open up the phone lines right now. If you want to get on the phones and talk to Matt live, the number is 845-400-WILD. Okay, 845-400-9453. And I do believe we have a caller. Hello, you're on the air with Matt Tennant.
Hello, Matt. This is Tammy Carolis.
Oh my goodness. How are you doing, girl? Hello.
Hello, this is Tammy.
She's got a feedback loop with her phone.
Oh, can you hear me?
Go ahead, Tammy. He can hear you.
She needs to turn the volume down on her phone so it doesn't feed back.
Yeah, Tammy, you need to listen to it through your phone, not through the radio.
I feel like I'm on an acid trip right now. Hello. It's like 2 minutes later. Hello. Sorry.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yes.
How you doing?
All right. Hang on one second. I'm going to put you on hold for just a second. Let's see here. Let's see who else we got in the queue.
That was an acid trip right there.
Oh, I know, right? Hi, you're on the air with Matt.
This is Brittany, Myrick, and Riley.
Oh, hey there. How are y'all doing? Peace. That's my niece.
When you guys are on the air, you guys got to turn your audio down because we get the reverb if you turn your audio. So please talk to us over the phone. All right. You can hear the audio over the phone. Hi, Brittany. How are you doing?
We're good. How are you?
Hey, you're on with Matt. Go say
how are you doing?
Hey, Matt.
It's so good to hear from y'all. Y'all doing okay?
Say hey, Riley. Hey, Riley. Say hey, Uncle Matt.
Oh,
we're back to you. And we love you.
I love
you. Oh, that was precious.
Riley. Oh, baby.
Oh. How old is Riley?
Riley's only about a year and 4 months.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Precious. Precious. I love you, Uncle Matt. Yes, you are. Yeah. That's great.
Thank you, Brittany, for checking in. Let's see who else we got here.
Cindy DeGeorge, you calling in? What the hell's going on here? Let's do it. You got all these questions in the chat. Pick up the phone, home.
All right. Hi, you're Hello. On the air with Matt Kennan.
Hey, how are you doing?
Cindy Meinhardt, Matt.
Hey, how are you doing, Cindy? Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Hey, Matt. Here with Tony, watching you on our TV. I want to tell you how proud I am of what you're doing. Love your family.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you being such a big part of everything and everything you do behind the scenes and all that. You've been so much. Music, most important.
Can't wait to see you and Way.
Yeah, and we got some other announcements. Hopefully, to be coming real soon.
I can't tell you all how easy Matt is to work with.
How easy That's Matt good. Is to work with. That's awesome.
Cindy,
who's hard to work with? That's what we want to know.
Right?
Well, I'll tell you what, Cindy has done a lot for artists.
All right, Matt. Have a good one.
Thank you, Cindy.
Hey, y'all.
Thank you. Yeah, Cindy's a good soul. Love her. She helps put on shows up in the northeast, and she's been a big part of doing a couple of big shows here recently.
That's awesome.
Is that it?
Should I do the...
Hey, so I saw on your website, you have a program called Stop the Bull. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know, when we had the call out, you know, Brittany, you just talked to her mother, my sister, and she's an air pro in schools. And the call was out at the time, and I went to have lunch with my niece that just called in, Brittany, and my sister at the school. And I saw this boy sitting over there crying. He was in his pajamas. On, he didn't have any friends. So instead of having lunch with them that day, I had lunch with him. And I got to know him. His name was Logan. And I wrote a song about him. And instead of taking that song to country radio and getting it out that way, I was going to schools. I moved out to St. Louis and I became a dad recently. And I wanted just to get out there and do outreach because I got a lot of emails from kids. I'd been bullied and said that I was like bullied in school. I'm in the music business. I get bullied all the time. It's pretty tough. And I took that song straight to them and asked kids all over the country to make a music video to that song. And we would pick some of the top videos, like in Mobile, Alabama, or up in Washington State or Tennessee, wherever we were at that time doing the, did over 112 schools. And I reached several hundred thousand. And I wrote a song called You Had to Pick on Me. And it was for Logan. I'd love to do it for you right now if I can.
Please do.
Yeah,
please.
Yes. Yeah. Let's go with it.
Behind his lunchbox, every day at the bus stop, where some big old boys kicks digging in the rain. He was that recess bell. That playground was more like a battlefield, and he knew he'd get himself killed if he didn't buy a thing. Black in his eye, blood in his mouth, all the way home, all he thought about. You could have been teammates, you could have been friends, you could have made a difference, you could have stepped in. You didn't like me, you should have just let me be. But no, you had to pick on. In the hallway at the high school, she hid behind her books. Every day in that lunchroom, she wouldn't eat a thing.
Damn it. He froze up.
No.
No. Oh. No.
It did freeze up. Oh, oh. There he is.
The diary she kept underneath. Hit all those words that she never said. We could have been sisters, cheered at the games. We could have gone to prom, shared the same limousine. If you didn't like me, you should have just.
Oh, he's he is cutting out. We're losing connection with him.
Oh no!
He'll come back on. He'll come back on in a second. Just be
give him a second here, guys.
Yeah. Oh, what a bummer. That's a cool still picture of him. Look at, he's grooving right there.
I know it is. You got to have like a freestyle right there, you know?
Yeah.
Him in action.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much, because his audio was cutting out a little bit when he was talking about the program, but they've had over 150 schools participating in it. And there's some pretty tremendous numbers associated with, in terms of how many kids have been involved with it. And it's a very immersive anti-bullying program, which is far more effective. Like having kids involved in an in-depth activity like that is so much more effective than like the stupid pink shirt thing. Like there's a designated anti-bullying day that a lot of schools have, at least they do here. I'm not sure if it's where you guys are or not, but it's a Canada thing at least. And it's just that kids are expected to wear like a pink shirt or something as an act of awareness. Mm-hmm. Largely useless, but a program like Matt's is so much more effective by way of having that interactivity with the kids who are really engaging in the concept and thinking about it.
There you are, Matt.
Welcome back.
You're back.
Oh, you're smoking.
Smoking, yeah. I'm actually about to light one from Flight Cannabis. They're the ones that are too small.
She was just saying, you know, tell Matt what you were just saying about what he's doing is more effective than what's going on up there, because you missed that.
I was just saying that a program like yours, by way of having the kids immersed in the concept and actually thinking about it and participating and working together, it's a much more powerful tool to address the core issue. What we have here is a thing called Pink Shirt Day, where it's like a designated day where kids are supposed to think about bullying as a concept. It's incredibly useless. So seeing a program like yours and the number of like the volume of kids who have been involved and the schools that it's gone through is just so much more useful. It's a very powerful thing and incredibly cool that you're doing that.
Yeah.
We're actually hoping to ramp some of that back up as well. I mean, that's been a big part of my career. You know, we often tackle songs that sometimes, maybe a little too heavy for mainstream country radio, but you know, it's just the kind of music I choose to write and make and perform. So can't really deviate from who I am. I'll try to fit a help people through songs. And I know music, it helps me just being able to make the music and make a difference out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. And a lot of the mainstream, the stuff that's considered more mainstream acceptable is usually the lighter, more palatable stuff. But when you find an artist you like, that's the introduction. And then once you start going down the rabbit hole, that's when you find the really juicy stuff.
That's it. That's
yeah.
It. So, yeah, you know, we've got, I've got about 83 songs out there right now. And I'm sure most people have only heard about two or three, you know, so there's tons of those out
there. You know, your music's amazing. I really love your voice. I mean, you got that raspy voice in your music, which is, kind of reminds me a little bit of Josh Turner a little bit, you know, and
Funny.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Hmm.
Yeah, you know, last time I was at Grand Ole Opry, we did it with him.
Oh, and, did you?
What a great guy and great talent he is. He reminds me a lot of Randy Travis, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does.
Cindy DeGeorge wanted to know, do you know Aaron Lewis? She keeps asking that question.
I don't know. I personally don't know Aaron, but I do know the record label that I was the producer that I was working with was a guy named James Stroud, and him and I car shop every once in a while down in Green Hills, which is right outside. And he told me, he said he had a rock artist contact him, do a record on him. And he said, you know, the guy from Stain, man, yeah, he's great. So he ended up signing him guys together to write some songs and that. But then my side of the label broke off from that side. Then I went on to Bama Jam, and then they end up, in fact, signing Aaron. But I've never met him, but I know he's a super talented guy. I'm a big fan of his rock stuff. And definitely the new song he's got out right now.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
There's your answer, Cindy. There's the answer.
Matt Cannon, I know that you have taken some time away from your family. So I don't want to take any more time from that. But it's a blessing. And thank you to your family for allowing you to cut out an hour of this time for us. And thank you for sharing your story with your family, because trust me, that story will be heard all over the world for people watching this show. And just hearing it from you, it just, you definitely feel the empathy here. And it's just, you know, you're a genuine person. And your music, the words in your music are just as that as well. And I'm definitely looking forward to your new EP coming out and listening to all your new tracks and seeing whatever surprise you have with Wade Jennings. So that's something that I'm looking forward to as well.
Absolutely, man. Thank you guys so much for having me. You know, hope to see you guys again soon.
Absolutely.
Right on, bro, man. Thanks for sharing your story and your music, brother.
God bless y'all.
All right, I catch you. Yeah. Incredible. Did you quit coughing there? Did you get yourself together?
I wasn't coughing. That was Roger. Come on.
I heard you coughing.
You've only seen me cough like twice.
Freaking lightweight, man.
This one's the guy who hallucinates when he looks at a joint. Come on.
I do. I do, man. CBD. I hallucinate on CBD. It's like, oh, my God, the sticks are getting bigger out my yard. I'm like, wow, what the
hell? Jesus Christ.
That's just CBD, too, with no THC in there. It's like a trip. It's just wild. Anyway, that was, you know what's interesting? And I won't take up much time to say this, but, you know, these stories have, I mean, I have a half-brother named Todd McCracken. Beautiful. That, I know. Nobody, everybody's like thinking, oh, is that really his name? Yeah. So he's a great guy, man. And he never had, he never knew his father. And his father lived 20 minutes from him in San Diego. And he, yeah, it was crazy. And so Todd, without taking too much time to get into the whole backstory of it, but Todd found out his father was dying of cancer. And Todd, you know, went out to his house and knocked on the door where he found out that he lived 20 minutes from where we did. All these years later, Todd was probably in his 40s or something, and he knocked on the door, and the wife that his dad had married answered the door, and she goes, yes, and Todd goes, is Bruce here? And she goes, well, you know, he's not doing well. He's got cancer and stuff, and who are you, may I ask? And he goes, well, my name's Todd McCracken. Well, this lady knew of Todd, man, and immediately was like, what do you want? She flipped, And so my poor, I was nuts, man. She went crazy. Get out of here. You know, what do you want from us? And he never got to say goodbye to his dad. And so he takes off. Yeah, it was crazy. So here I am out in Tennessee in Nolensville when there were 1,700 people there. And this guy walks through the door one day. And like everybody in my story, you know, I'm like, hey, how are you? Yeah, where are you from? And this guy goes, well, I'm from San Diego. And I go, oh, well, me too. And the guy goes, oh, really? He goes, whereabouts? And I go, Point Loma. I grew up in Point Loma. And he goes, oh, come on. That's where I grew up. But he was significantly older than me. But anyway, to just cut to the chase, there was this dialogue that went on. And my mother comes walking through the door just out of nowhere. And so I go, Mama. I said, this guy's from Point Loma. He's your age. And then so my mom's going, do you know so-and-so? Do you know so-and-so? And the guy was like going, yeah, I knew them. But he didn't go to the same high school as my mom. He went to some private school. And out of nowhere, my mother asked him. She goes, do you know a guy named Bruce McCracken? And the guy went from like, that's great. He went, what? I mean, this guy literally got jarred. He was like, what? Who did you just say? And so my mom goes, Bruce McCracken, which was my half-brother Todd's father, man, you know. And this guy just went from laughing to almost crying. Like, what? How do you know him, man? I mean, the whole tide changed just like that. It was intense. And I go, well, how do you know him? I go, I'll tell you how we know him here. And my poor mom's standing right there. But I go, I'll tell you how we know him. But I go, how do you know him? And he goes, he was my best friend. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Whoa.
Yeah. He was your best friend. I'm standing now in front of my brother, Todd. I look at him as just my regular brother. I love him like all my brothers. I don't look at him as my half brother. He's my brother that I've grown up with. And I'm sitting there talking to my brother's father's best friend. It was like, what the hell? Like, it was just like a weird story. So he goes, how do you know Bruce? And I go, well, I have a half brother. And his name is Todd McCracken. And this guy really flipped out of that thing. He wasn't a smile. He's like, what? He goes, how did I not know about that? Bruce had a kid. And I'm going to cut to the chase. Anyway, these two, I ended up getting these two together. And it was incredible because Todd got to get together with his dad's good friend and got to ask him questions. It's the same thing. And then this guy, my brother Todd, looks just like his dad. And this guy's looking at his best friend in human life again, you know, my brother Todd, and they ended up hooking together. And my Bruce McCracken was a painter, like a real famous painter, illustrator, artist. And he gave Todd, you know, some of Bruce's art. And it was just, I mean, what are the odds of that? I'm in Middle Tennessee in a town of 1700. And this dude, I meet my brother, you know, this is like 45, 50 years later. I meet my brother's father's best friend. I was like, what the
that's
hell?
That's a crazy story.
Nuts, man. It was freaking wild. Yeah, incredible. So, yeah, when you hear his, you know, I'm just sitting there. I didn't want to bring it up in the middle of this because, I mean, you know, it's like not appropriate. But I'll tell you, just there was a lot of wild stuff that rang true there. So, incredible, man. All right. What do you got to say? What do you got? She went like this.
Necro says, I'm going to ask random people if they know Todd McCracken.
Where in the world is Todd McCracken?
He absolutely is. I believe him.
Todd.
I'm 100% certain he's going to blindside random people with that question.
Do you know? Do you know Todd McCracken?
I don't know Todd McCracken, but now I'm going to have to ask him.
Like, do you know Jason Chef? No, I don't. Do you know who Todd McCracken is? I do. You know
absolutely,
Todd McCracken?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, if we all ask two people this and ensure that they ask two people in no time, everyone will know the name Todd McCracken.
That's incredible, man. Yeah. Everybody needs to get on the internet. Hey, do you know Todd McCracken? How funny. I know Todd. Monica knows. Monica grew up right on the same street as us. So
she knows Todd.
She knows Todd. Awesome. Yeah. But you probably didn't know that story, did you, Monica? No.
That's a weird one. I think we can get Maury involved, definitely.
Yes, it was, my poor mom.
Somewhere,
Maury
is salivating.
Oh, yeah. It was wild. But you know what? It's one of those crazy little fairy tale endings, you know, as well.
Yeah.
It's a great thing for Todd and a completion. And same with the guy, you know, his best friend. He was like, you know, lost without his friend. And then there's, he didn't even know that his guy had a kid, you know, and the big secret.
And now it's out. It's out in the open.
Now it's out. Everybody knows.
That must be a really wild thing. Like, I mean, given the country, that country music really lends itself to storytelling. I mean, the foundation of country music is storytelling. And yeah. So Matt having that experience with reconnecting with people he didn't know existed, like finding out you're adopted, then finding the family, it's all of the, there's going to be some really interesting and wild stories he's going to be getting. And, you know, the guy now has like material for years, albums worth of material. Because he's going to be meeting some really wild and interesting people, and he's going to be hearing their stories, and that's just going to build so much. So, like, there's going to be some really interesting stuff coming out. He's definitely going to be doing some writing over the next little while. It'd be weird if he didn't.
You know what was sad, though, that he said towards the end? He said something to, and I'm not paraphrasing this, but something to the effect of, like, mainstream radio doesn't like the serious topics like that. You know, they need something a little lighter, which it's what a shame, man, because I mean, the serious topics are the ones that have always, you know, I mean, you want to write some fictional things, you know, here and there. Okay. To make people feel good. But I think people like real stories. They like real things. And I don't think that that song is too intense for mainstream country, but I mean, if it is, you know, they can just throw a trap beat behind it and call it hick hop, and then it'll probably be fine, you know.
Hick hop, I like that.
Yeah, you can say anything you want, you know. Yeah,
I mean, so much of mainstream is the really watered down version, so it's, I mean, we kind of know that when we turn the radio on, that it's going to be the blandest representation of everything out there. So when something catches your ear, there's a little hint of something in a song that catches your ear and makes you want to go, you know, I bet that guy's got a little bit more going on that we're not allowed to see.
Yeah.
So when you find that little, when you find that little nugget, that just, that little nug of weed that you got to smoke, that's how you find a new artist.
I like her comparison on this.
Have you guys ever met anybody that like breathed really heavy just naturally?
Yeah,
that's like, there's been a few people, they always have like hairs out of their nose and everything, but it's like,
where's the,
and they're not even trying, man. They're just like, it's like, dude, man, when you just get from back from a jog, and it's like, they're looking at you and they're
like, what are you talking about?
You know, okay, this is right out of the blue that he's doing that, but I'm pretty sure that his wife just walked by, and this is a comment on his wife.
She's got long nose. My wife's got long nose hairs, man. She pulls them up and curls them up and then gets them around her eyelashes.
Nice.
Yeah, it's the in thing, man. You curl them up with the little tool that you do your eyelashes with. You crimp it. You crimp it so it folds it up this way. Your nose hairs. Then you get it to come up over your eyes, and it's a really interesting look. Everybody,
I love that Darren apparently has a tool for braiding his nose hair that somehow this gesture mimics it.
It does, man. She's right on it, man. I got dreads in my nose, man. It's incredible. I like
let your Fu Manchu is the real deal.
Really long and shit.
Your Fu Manchu comes right from the brain stem all the way back.
You're in the doghouse tonight, Darren. Watch.
You know what? I love it. She always gives me shit. You know, I can handle it, man. It's perfect. Yeah, she's warming up, man. You know, the fifth fucking toke and the fucking 20th bong hit. You better be funny. Shit, you better not be bland there, baby. Uh-huh. I think
Darren missed the joke.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I did? What joke? There was a joke in there somewhere? Oh my God! You guys will have to explain it to me later. I missed it. I didn't even get this right. Oh my God! Jeez.
Go back.
I'm
and
no
watch
longer
it.
Blonde. I'm gray. I'm gray, and it just went right over my head. Cindy's asking how the Lou is. That's my dog. He's doing great. And by the way, Tucker's awesome. Your new little pup, sweet. She lost her
Cindy
dog.
Cindy George got a new doggy.
She did. Yeah. Sadly, she lost her dog. That was around for a long, long time. That's just heartbreaking. But this little new Tucker, man, he's getting big fast, too. I think everybody out there needed to know about Cindy DeGeorge's dog. And we have two. Our friend Donna McCartney has another little cute dog named Tucker, too. So Tucker's, that's the thing. You needed to know that. Both of you did tonight.
I agree.
Yeah.
We need to know more about dogs.
Well, there we go. You didn't miss the joke.
All right, so I do want to thank our guest, Matt Kennan, for joining us. Wei Jennings for popping in and saying hello.
Yeah, it was great.
As always, Frankie with the weather. And all of you at home, thank you for watching our show. And, yeah, Darren needs breathing treatments, okay? So
you remember when those kind of phone calls happened? You remember getting the heavy breathing phone calls?
Yes.
It was Darren every time. Just sitting
play
at home.
Misty for me.
What do you mean? Is there a problem? You know, I can do like some drum beats with that shit.
Oh my God, nasal beatboxing.
Man, see that shit? Oh, see, I can double time that shit. I can get it going.
Darren Chef, thank you for joining us as a great co-host. Imogen filling in for Deb. We will be back Wednesday night with singer Luca James and Tom Yankton. You guys are
Darren's just amusing himself at this point.
Fucking
fine. For all of you, thank you for watching. We will be back for our final Wednesday episode. I'm done. I'm Roger the Wild Child. See y'all later. Have a good night.